Sech this was Avi Murray, Yaakov and Yisrael Pilchas, and Zechon Mishra was Daniel Hashem, Abbas Yeshua, Falak. Okay. Okay, today we start Chazara. The third Chazara. Chazara Gimel, right? And you got on the line, you got the packets, the Chazara packets? On the WhatsApp chat? The Heilige WhatsApp chat. Ilan, did you get the packet we sent you this morning? On, I think Tazria Mitzora. Ilan? Ilan?
Hi, Rabbi. I got the packet. It's in the Google Drive.
Yeah, excellent. Okay, so we're going to do Chazara Bez Hashem. We'll take whatever it takes. And Chazara is the most important thing. Because Chazara puts everything together. If we wouldn't take the time to stop to do Chazara, then so this way you do slowly. Those that are new in the Shia, I go through every question. After every question is a number, like Yud Zayin here, that means packet Yud Zayin. That's where it's referring to. And I recommend that when you're doing Chazara, go back to the original packet and go look inside so you can see. It shouldn't be that you're just taking notes and then you're going to just read your notes again. But go back to the original source. And this way, you read it, the original source inside again, and it'll stay with you, Bez Hashem, for a long time, Bez Hashem. Okay? Tein chidusho shel ha-sefer ha-shlama binyan kiddush makom suda. So we said kiddush makom suda, pashto pshat means you make the kiddush in the same place where you're having the suda. Right? So the question is there any wiggle room if it's not exactly the same place? So there are a lot of different shitas about this. Say Tosis discusses on page Kuf Amid Beis. If a person has in mind to go to a different room, making kiddush, like some rabbanim make kiddush in the shul, in the sanctuary after davening, but then everyone's going to go to eat downstairs in the social hall, right? But the rabbi doesn't want to make kiddush there because the time that people get down there, they're going to wait for the rabbi and then they're going to start eating without kiddush. So some rabbanim will make kiddush already in the shul with kavana to move to the. So it's not going to be, but they have in mind, since they're in the same building, to just go from one cheder to another cheder in the same building. That's mentioned here in Tosfos, in Psachim here on Kufam Beis, Yidei Kiddush Yatsu. But the Sefer HaShlama says a different, another thing. He says that also by the Adam Shekitchu based a Knesset, Skymel, Kishmul, Dama, Loyotsu, Yidei Kiddush, Shekiddush, Mokum Sura, Fabisha, Bashas, Kiddush, Yaditam, Latsis, but also Kiddush, Shel based Knesset, Loyotsu, Kavinch, Ilu Hayab, Basim, Loyoshom, is a Kiddush, Shel based Knesset, Loyotsu. Ochum Shokum based a Samuk, who based a Knesset, Vodam of Shukhanum, Shom of a Kiddush, Mokum Suda Mikri. In other words, say you're not eating in the shul. They're making kiddush in shul. But say you live next door to the shul. Right? Or, and if you would be in your house next door, you would be able to hear the kiddush. So even though you're going to hear kiddush in shul and you're going to eat the meal in your house, so that is a different place. But since you would be able to hear the kiddush, if you would be in your house, you could hear from the shul. So then, l'gabe kiddush makom suda, that's considered makom suda, because you made the kiddush in a place where you ate the meal, rather in a place where you theoretically could have heard the kiddush had you been there. What? So that's a kiddush. If you would be in a house that you live a block away, so then you wouldn't be able to hear the Kiddush from your house, so then that's not considered. But Orchim, In other words, doesn't mean you have to have heard the Kiddush in your house. Even if you went to shul, right? Even if you went to shul and you heard the Kiddush in shul, and then you're walking home, but since you could hear Kiddush, theoretically, had you been home at the time he made Kiddush, you would be able to hear that Kiddush. That's considered makom suda. They kiddush b'mesachdesus. Came into ilu hayu al shulchanu yuchol mishma kiddush. Rabban, the nimloch sheidaitem shas kiddush lachom pina suda. Nimloch lachom pina ches mosu bayzeh shalom fil pina min tzarachut kaddish. Okay, so that's the kiddush of the sefer Hashlam. What does Rabbi Victor say?
I'm just wondering, like, why is here in Gitzera like one place? Shouldn't it be like, wouldn't people generally like associate, I guess, like seeing and being like?
Yeah, so seeing might be something else. We'll see that later. But see, if you can be able to see, that might be considered one place also.
Why is he, what is the, like, no one associate, I feel like no one, do people associate hearing like being one place? Like,
usually we associate seeing with one place, right?
What's the reason?
That's the chiddush of the Sefer Hashlama. And even if it's not seeing, you can't see, but you could hear.
Is there any type of svara behind it, or just a chiddush?
But why do we... Usually seeing is the barometer that makes it one place. You're right. Usually seeing is the barometer. But the Sefer HaShlomo is Mechadish, that even hearing, you can hear from one place to another. You see, like for Tzirah from Minyan, I don't think we would say if you could hear, it's good enough. Right? Like I gave you examples that, you know, people are, you know, one guy's in the cage, you know, the cage, you hear like a cage Minyan. You know that Minyan?
Yeah.
Behind
the building.
Yeah, behind where I live. There. So there we discussed where one fellow was davening from the third floor, and we could see him. So Baruch Hashem, we always had 10 without being mitzvah for him, so we didn't have to come on to the shayla, but you know, it could be a shayla. So. But we never saw the din of hearing, if you could hear from one place to the other. Say you're in your apartment and the davening mincha downstairs, could you hear? Because usually seeing. And here it's not a din in making a tzirif. Here you got mitzarif to a minion, you have to see. But this is not a question of being mitzarif. This is a question, is this, can you consider, what's called a makom? So he's saying maybe a makom is defined by as long as the audibility. In other words, as long as my voice, as I speak very loudly, so people could hear me up to a point. But after that point, then they can't hear me anymore. In other words, what's considered for this Kiddush Makom Suda, what's called a makom? How far do you go? So the Sefer HaShlomo's Kiddush is what audibility? Maybe because the word is, because Kiddush is, yeah, has to be audible. You're making Kiddush to for other people to hear. So as long as it's audible.
What if a guy's standing outside? That's a makom. The guy's standing out in the street.
He's what?
What if the guy's standing out in the street and he can hear? That's enough.
Well, not for tzirus, but maybe for makom suda. Yeah, in other words, if a guy's standing outside, somebody's making Kiddush inside the shul, and you're standing outside in the street. Litzur, I mean, usually we don't eat in the street. I mean, it's not a... But say the shul has a backyard or something like that, and you could hear. So you think, if you could hear, then you're considered in the same makom for Kiddush b'makom suda. So it's a big Kiddush. It's a bit chiddush, but the Sefer HaShlomo says it. Okay? You see the word? Okay. Next. Question number two. Temach lokus haramov ha'eshel avrom. Bin yikiddush b'chusudu b'mogel l'shiyo zman b'kiddush. So, we know Kiddush Mokum Suda has two meanings. One meaning is that it has to be in the same Mokum physically. So here we had the discussion that maybe even if you could hear is good enough. But then, even if it's the exact same Mokum where it was, in other words, you make Kiddush in the exact same Mokum that you're eating the meal. Mamish, the exact same Mokum, but you didn't eat the meal right away. But you make Kiddush and then you were schmoozing, and before you know it, two hours pass, and you're mamish in the same mokum, but maybe that's not called mokum suda anymore because there's a shihui zman. So we said here to look in the Ramah and the Eshel Avram. So on page 9. Says im kiddush lo sar afi de kiddush lo yosar tzarch lechol b'mokum kiddush la alter. So he says you have to eat la alter. The alter means right away. Doesn't mean mamish, you know. I mean lo nitna torah l'malach asharis. It means, you know, you have some leeway. But la alter. So that means la'alter. It has to be right away. And if it's not right away, then it's not kiddush mokum suda.
Just to clarify, is that intentional or not?
It's intentional, non-intentional, whatever it is. L'maisa, you didn't eat right away. A lot of people, you know, they come home. So usually, you know, once they're ready to eat, then they make kiddush. You know, really the halacha is you're supposed to make kiddush right away even, and then eat the meal right away. Okay, but so a lot of times people, but if you didn't do it right away, so the Ramah says it's not kiddush mokum suda.
And the kiddush Eshel Avram said it is.
So now we have to see what the Eshel Avram says. Again, everything you have to do inside again, right? Eshel Avram is on pay. Eshel Avram is on page 15. Rabbi Avram David Warman, Rabbi Warman from Hank, is Mishpacha with the Eshel Avram. This is not the same Eshel Avram as the Prima Gadim. This is the Eshel Avram of Buchach.
Buchach.
Rabbi, so who did we just say that?
The Ramah says it has the Milalter. So let's see what the Eshel Avram of Buchach says. Hesach Hadas is Yed Zman Meruba Mekiddush. El Asuda Einu Nigud L'Kiddush Mokum Suda. Mo B'Leili Pesach. He says, if you have Shi'as Ma Meruba between Kiddush and Suda, there's not a contradiction Kiddush Mokum Suda, just on Pesach night. Shalchach Mavach Mertil Sidaim L'Suda M'Shum Da'asach Adaitiv Shom Harbe Mikol Mokum Havalei Shabri Kiddush Mokum Suda. Achshei, he says, that's Kiddush Mokum Suda, even though, he says, you see from the Pesach Seder. If you would time it, how long it takes between the time that you make Kiddush and the time you get to Shulchan Aruch. It takes time. And it's okay. But if you would sleep between the Kiddush and Suda, then maybe not. Achshenis arayin nimnum nirashe in sham chashash. Kema sha'omru nanu nirdu. Fomim chal nimnum seder agada. So he says, Shashayna ben kiddush usura. He says, Hesach Hadas, Vishiyas, Mamaruba, Ben Kiddushal, So basically he's arguing, right? He's arguing with the Ramah. The Ramah says it has to be Baalter. He says it doesn't have to be Baalter. Even if you're in the same place. But if you sleep between Kiddush and Suda, maybe even if you stay in the same place, that's not Kiddush B'Makom Suda.
Why is sleeping different?
No.
It's kind of a complete interruption.
What?
It's like a complete interruption. You lose your das.
You lose your das, yeah.
What about spacing out for a while?
Yeah, because once you're sleeping, that's the ultimate spacing out.
What about having a Kiddush bug and getting, if you have Kiddush and got really drunk, would that count as,
if you had Kiddush, you're very...
If you fall asleep.
Okay, that's the Ramah de Shalvam. Gimel. Baben Echkla Magrav Ramah Lo Shavas, B'yur Divrei Ramah Binyan Nimlach. Okay, so let's see the Ramah first, about Nimlach. Let's see Nimlach, Ramah, let's see the Ramah, what page is the Ramah? Here, page 9. V'imhaya b'dayta shalom lechol sham b'yad. So, Shulchan Aruch says, v'imhaya b'dayta shalom lechol sham b'yad v'nimlach v'achol yatzah. Because you were making Kiddush and you didn't have in mind to eat right away. So he says, if you had das not to eat right away, but in the end you did eat away, you're yotze. That's the Ramah. So let's see the Magen Avraham. Lechol Shom Yad Peh Shehed Daito Lechol B'Vayis Acher. So you had in mind to eat in a different place. In Nimla, then you changed your mind. V'achol b'mkom v'yotza. In a bedim. For all the Shabbos, osa as atzmo ki'ilu lo yoda as Yosef. In other words, he's saying this is from the Beis Yosef. The Olo Shabbos makes believe he doesn't know the Beis Yosef. It's a pun on words from the Chumash. So let's see what the Olo Shabbos says. I told you he used to be a librarian here in YU. His name is Rav Berish Mandelbaum, Rav Yaakov Dov Mandelbaum. He was the librarian here in the library, Gottesman Library, the fifth floor from 1948 to 1998. I was very close with him. From 48 to 98. So he always used to say, Olo Shabbos is famous because he's quoted in the Magen Avraham and it always says, the loka Olo Shabbos. But it's a schus to be quoted in the Magen Avraham. Rabbi Magen Avraham is not going to quote any Tom, Dick, and Harry in the Magen Avraham. Even if he disagrees, but the fact he quoted in the Magen Avraham is a maima. So Olo Shabbos, he made it into the Magen Avraham, even though he's usually the low. But the Olo Shabbos had two parts, the Olo Tamid and the Olo Shabbos. So the part on Hilchos Shabbos is called the Olo Shabbos. And the part on the rest of the Shulchan Aruch Chaim is called the Olo Tamid. So if you look here on page 14, let's see what he says. Im haya bedaito perish, haya bedaito shalolach ol alter boso mokom shikidesh. V'nim lafach ol alter boso mokom. Avol ein lafar shaya bedaito lach ol mokom acher ol alter. But it's not shot that he had in mind to eat in another place right away. Im kem lamu li v'nim lach. take away a few Ochum Ochum Acher Yotzi the Kiddush Ki Yishomim Shechriya Rav Dechei Nikar. So let's see what that means. So if you look at the Machlokes Hashach, we'll explain. On page 10. So again, the Magen Avraham learns that it means that he was going to eat someplace else, and then he changed his mind and he ate where he made Kiddush, so it was Yatsa. But the Machlokes Hashach writes, In other words, why does he have to be Nimloch? Nimloch, he was going to eat in another place, and now he eats where he is. That's what Magen Avraham learned, so he's Yotze. But why? Because the halacha is, even if you have in mind in a different place, right, like the case of the rabbi in the shul, and then you can eat in a different place, since you had in mind, it's okay. So why does it have to be Nimloch? Right? So the Magen Avraham learns, it means no. If you had in mind to eat in a different house, and then you change your mind, was eating in a different house, kavara doesn't help, right? So that's how the pshat the Magen Avraham, that he had in mind to eat in a different house, and then you change your mind to eat in this place, in this house where you made kiddush or yotzei. And the Ola Shabbos doesn't like that pshat, even though it seems to be that's the pshat in the Beis Yosef. That's why Magen Avraham says Asa Atzmo Kiilu Lo Yodas Yosef. So how does the Olam Shabbos learn? So Magen Avraham learns that you had in mind to eat, you make Kiddush in one place. You had in mind to eat in another location, in another building, and then you change your mind and ate in this building. It's okay. So we don't say, well, since you had in mind to eat in the other place, maybe that ruins your kavana b'shas Kiddush. And then even if you change your mind, it's still not good. No, if Lamaisa, at the end of the day, you had in mind to make Kiddush in one place, you said, I'm going to eat the meal across the street, and then you change your mind to eat the meal here, it's okay. But if you would eat the meal across the street, it wouldn't have been good. Right? That's the Magen Avraham's pshat. But the Ohel Shabbos doesn't like that pshat, because he doesn't think that's the Prash of pshat.
It seems the
Ola
Shabbos
though
would be masking.
Let's see what the Ola Shabbos says. One second. So he says it doesn't mean across the street. It means that you had in mind that you weren't going to eat right away, and then you ended up and ate right away. So then Yotze. But don't give a shot like the Magen Avraham, because that you would eat someplace else, because even if you ended up eating someplace else, it's okay. And he says, don't have to say that it's talking about that you want to eat across the street. So the Ola Shabbos learns that came from Nimloch means that you would originally had Kavana to what? So you're not going to eat right away. In other words, you make Kiddush and then you're going to give a shear, and then you're going to eat. Then you change your mind and said, no, I'm not going to give the shear, I'll give the shear after the meal. So then it's okay. You don't say that the kavana stared. And the Magen Avraham learns that you had a good mind to eat across the street. And then you decided not to eat across the street, and you're Yotze. But the Tana Shava is that the having kavana at the Shas Kiddush, even though if you would have done what you had kavana for, it wouldn't have been good. So maybe the kavana itself makes it that it's not Kiddush Mokum Suda. Because either you had kavana to eat across the street, or you had kavana not to eat right away. And in the end, you did it okay, but you might, you know, it might have been having me to say that once you had that bad kavana, that passes the whole Kiddush. The mashul or not. Yehuda, what do you want to say?
Yeah, Yeah, I just, it seems from the Oyla Shabbos that he'd be masking to the Magen Avraham, the halacha, right? I mean, he just, it's just a machlokes in the Pirush of the Ramah, right?
Yeah, yeah, right. Yeah, probably. Okay. Now, question number four. Tein divrei haginas verodim b'inyan kiddush makom suda b'inyan leil haseder. So the halig haginas verodim, it's chashur sefer the haginas verodim. He was the rav of his gedolei rabboni Eretz Mitzrayim. Not to be confused with the Nahar Mitzrayim that we did the last week, right? He was also from the Rabbanei Eretz Mitzrayim. So he also discusses what's the din of waiting. You make Kiddush and then you waited. Does that take away the Kiddush Makom Suda? We said it's Machlokas, the Ramah and the Wat and the Eish Avraham. So he says here on page 18, the Ginus Ben Halig, the Ginus Ben Adam says, when he has daiti nira, the ain lochish b'zebi in Kiddush, for Kiddush lo pesef achich. He says, you don't have to worry about waiting, drink, because you see by Lel Seder. Shoshosa kol sheni, right? Maskelisot, right? You only drink, you only have the meal after the kol sheni. For over hanasa, the kol shal Kiddush. Kol shal Kiddush is way gone. So he says, see, Mother Mohawk says, Pastor Stanlov calls the Hashina, also below Pesel Sheet, Shane of Yahoo of Rahor, of Jordan's Kafel. So he says, and we never find anywhere that says that you have to rush the Seder. So you can dray around as long as you want. But then it won't be Kiddush Mokham Suda. So he says, No big deal. But so what's the word? He says here that even if you'd wait a long time, called the Muslim Khathil of Adam Yostov Altikara, Yochal Biara Suda. Khathil, you should eat the Suda right away. Pagam Shukva Horizoka, but the other Amel the Kaddish Shanis. And if you make a second Kiddush, it's a Brachel of Atala. He says, "Rabbi Shafil Hifsi Kol Hayom Shabbat Dam Kevin the Yohiv Daiti Lachzor Lechol Lishtos." I hope he sheet and Sachar Mozmiyev Kol Shkin Sitzir B'Zvar Shdiya Vachina. So what, do you have kavana that you're going to continue? Since you have kavod, you weren't maskim. So as long as you have kavana that you're going to continue later, get it? So for bracha achrona is a problem, but bracha rishona, we may have paid the. Near the lav lach, we have a kiddush to come with. He says, Tam chachem takes so long, he's doresh tili vitilim. Of the Seder. Nothing wrong. He says, well, the idea of Yimshakel HaMozen is only for Bracha Achrona. But the Bracha Rishona, K'long K'em Shadayt Olecha L'lishtos L'ariach Afmi Shinshtana Harbe B'chei Ichol V'yoseh Shapir Dami. Whereas, say I'm staying in this room the whole day. And I started off the day with a coffee. And then, you know, the whole day, and a lot of different gaps during the day. And I'm not even full from the coffee anymore, so I could continue eating the coffee without making another brach, because I didn't do a shine mokum. Ah, but there was time elapsing. Time elapsing, he's mechanish, is only din in brach achrona. Whereas if you didn't make a bar nefashos, then you lost the bar nefashos, unless you drink more later. But you don't have to make another bracha rishona.
Why?
Because there's no time limit for a bracha rishona, unless you mamish went outside and you had a shin and makom. But if you stayed in this place, for bracha rishona, there's no time lapse.
So what do we do that?
So therefore, he says, you see from the Pesach Seder, that it's considered one hemshech. It's one, you know, you had in mind, it doesn't matter. But it's against the Ramah, because the Ramah says that you have to do it la'alter.
One second.
So this is a very interesting Yinus V'Radim. Yinus V'Radim always has interesting things to say.
Right, what's the
Because Bracha Achrona is about being full. You make a bracha achrona, but now you're not full anymore, so there's no bracha achrona anymore. You lost the bracha achrona. But the bracha rishona, so once you make a rishona, it's just chal, unless you made a shina, unless you left the building, then you lost the bracha. Like you had the coffee, you made a shahakal in the coffee, and now you're just sitting here in the room, for hours and hours and hours, and you have schmoozed and you this and there. Sometimes there could have been a 2-hour gap that you didn't have any of the coffee. So his sheet is, I'm not saying everyone agrees, that the bracha of the coffee is in, with, as long as you didn't make a shina rishus or a complete hesach hadas, you're still covered. The bein nefashos you might have lost, but the shahakol you didn't lose.
So why don't we make a bracha for the seder then?
Yeah, so he says the Seder, even if you took a long time with Magid, you're still okay. That's a Ginnis Vrad, it's not Pashat like this.
But Samuel, I think the Evan HaOzer holds like that too, the Evan HaOzer in Arachaim.
Yeah. Well, it's
quoted in reports books.
Well, we saw that the Buchache Ish Avram also holds that there's no in Shehir. But there are also.
But what's the
behavior of Giras Varadim?
I was wondering about that. How does that play out Seder night with Rav HaKohen? Because there is a large gap in Magid between the Kiddush and the Rav HaKohen. And also something that's saying, is it weighted, wouldn't that be an issue? The fact that the Magid between the Kiddush and the on Seder night has the...
Well?
Is there an issue with Seder night? How do we get around that?
So he's saying that there's, according to who?
Gideon
Sfaradim says there's no problem, because the din of a gap of time is only a din that you lose Bracha Achrona. But here now we're not...
Right, so Bracha Sfaradim, shouldn't you lose that?
No, the only question is what about the Bracha Achrona on the first coast?
Oh.
So maybe that could be a problem. So maybe he would say in a Hanami to make a Bracha Achrona after the... We're not knowing that way.
What about the Brachas of Mazel? There's no issue there?
Well, you're not... Brachas of Mazel, you're making after the Suda. Here, the big pause is between Kiddush until we get to the Suda. Okay. Now, question five. Ma'adin l'gabi harim b'mokom l'mokom fit shitas ha'shev ha'shlomo. So we said that if you could hear, it's good enough. What about seeing? So if we look at the Shari Tshuva on page 20. I begin as Viradin, the Chathili Yishlis of Miyad, the Yavim Shah, the Shavar Naso, in Tzarek Lachzor, that's what we just saw. In Kiddush Mokham Echad, the Daitum Lachom Vaisache, Karav Vishom, that's the Sefer Shlomo. Okay, goes to Sefer Shlomo. So these are Tzarek Lomo, Dvashik Tzarek Shulchan Aruch. Tzarek Shir Shem Kovz Vaisechar, Hayin Shim Hu Vaisechar, Afim Vachum Shalom Sabachar, Rachum Vachum Vachum Kiddush, Kovz Vaisechar, Yachar Vaisechar, Yachar Vaisechar, Yachar But what about seeing? So seeing is not necessarily a tziruf. We'll have to see. So seeing says hearing. Okay, so we'll see. So far seeing. Take Hidushu Shavarabha Shalagiva Alta Miyad or Shahu Achal Shav Miyad.
Is the part that hearing is Tziruf, or it's just that it's Shanei Kohenim because you're hearing Kiddush?
No, the word is. You're in the same place where the Kiddush is now, same room. Then you're going to go home. But you happen to live next door to the Shul. And if you would have been able to hear even though you weren't home, you heard the Kiddush because you were there in the Shul. But theoretically, if you would have been home, you would have been able to hear the Kiddush from Shul. So that eating at home is considered B'makom Suda. That's the Sefer Shlomo. And then the Aruch HaShulchan here, question 5, question 6. And he says, yearly the altar and kavanah take your mamish, but you have sick. He says the altar doesn't mean mamish. The altar means it shouldn't be a big pause. Rai Barura, he says the Rai Barura is shekadosh b'vayis al menaz lechol b'aliya. You're going to make kiddush here and you're going to eat the meal upstairs. So it's all. It's my kotzel alah. You have to walk up. It's going to take time. So it takes all the time, it's no big deal. Only the Torah of Malchai Sharis. He says, Al Pirov Achar Kiddush Machlifim Habagodim. people put on their face, they put on their tishbechesha, right? Kavodah shelo yishe zman meruba.
This supports well the thing about Pita and Seder. Like,
so, okay, so that's the story. I mean, Lalta doesn't mean literally Lalta.
According to Ramad, is Mamish Lalta? It doesn't mean like.
Well, he's explaining that he doesn't think the Ramad would mean that.
Oh, okay.
So that's basically question seven is the same thing. The Tein Shitas HaYerushalmi, page 8, question 8 and page 2, Binyan Mibayis L'Bayis Meragel Kiddush Malach Masuda. So what does it mean, Mibayis L'Bayis? So that's the Taisus here. So he says, packet 17.
Oh, I thought
it was like page 2 or something. Sorry. So what does Yerushalmi say? Near the modish more of Kiddush be Igor, the Lachal Ba'ar, the Chash and Kiddush Bechaso, who I'm Shalom. Then we'll have a Ba'ar Sachet, Tzarek
Lekadish.
Sorry, which page are we, please? Page 1.
Sorry,
okay. So he says, what does it mean, Mibayis L'Bayis? Kiddush B'Bayis Zeh, V'nim Lech Lecho B'Bayis Achai, Sevech Lech Kadesh. Right, if you make Kiddush on the ground floor to eat, on the top floor rather, to eat on the ground floor, that's called Kiddush B'Mokom Suda. Okay, Mukhul B'Yishalmi. The Kamer of Yaakov B'Shem Rishmul, Kiddush B'Bayis Zev, Nimlach Lachol B'Bayis Achet, Tzarek L'Kaddish. And then he eats in the sukkah. So what's the pshat in Yerushalmi? That you could have kavana there's the Rosh Hashanah Kodesh, one second. Yeah, okay. So you have kavana to eat it in a different place. So is Yerushalmi is talking about you having kavana Kiddush by Zevnim Lachlochol by Zacher. So one could learn that he's saying even you can have kavana even from one house to another. But then Tosis one doesn't want to learn that way. Because then it comes out that he's saying a big chiddush that you could even have kavana from one house to another. That could be what he means, but then it wouldn't be a machlokes bavli and shalmi. Okay. We'll have to think about that. Okay. And what is the Tosis Rid? Tosis Rid. That's the next packet. Packet Yud Ches. Thus stated the Halakha Tosis Rid.
Page 6.
Okay, page 6. Nearly the din after Batima and Reason. Tika Suda, Travis Kaddish, Valeno, Kukukan, Hatel Kaddish, Malay, Shabbos, Mahabas, and Shows, and Lachal Paris. Akhil Dachal Rifter, Portal, Israel, and the Kadushi, and Mokhil Suda Hashuva. He says you need Kiddush Mokhil Suda means Suda Hashuva. It's not enough bread. You have to have a plate. Say you have the bread here, but then you have the chicken and everything someplace else. So that's not a Suda Chashuva, it's just the bread. Chashuva has, see, you need Karas and the Shabbos own Mokum Onek Shante Kriya. Suda Chashuva. Tumim midim there in the huim the nafki b'tiim of the midim mishum to al ikar suda the rabba is kaddish, avol emo chiyach mikan lahati l'kaddish below Shabbos comes Shabbos and lishtos lechol peiros below mokum suda below shan nogi machshav of dachlim yifte porta leislam kiddushi el b'mokum suda chashuva. Okay. You need a Suda Chashuva. So the question is he saying, in other words, the gross sheet always is that you need the Suda, Suda Mamish. So it says, Tei Chiluk, Bein Tatosis Rid Vahagra, Bein Natsarach Suda Chashuva, Suda Gemura. Because the gross, let's see what the gross says. Let's see, the Gra could just, yeah, let's see, we have the Gra, okay, is the Gra in this packet?
Rabbi, I think it's packet 14.
The Gra is in packet 14?
Yeah, and the Meister of.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Let's see the Lashon of the Gra, and the Meister Rav. Not to point to that. Let's see. Okay, let me see. Yeah. Half Kiddush. Eidim Kaddish and Mokum Suda Gemura. V'lom Mine Tagim O'Yai. So that's the question. Does he mean... Maybe the Grudge just needs you need bread, but maybe it doesn't necessarily mean you need Suda Chashuva. You just need Suda. But the Tosas Rid could be requiring more than just a Suda. The Suda Chashuva. So even though you have a lot of bread, but now the main course you didn't have here. So maybe that's a chisaron in Kiddush Mokum Suda according to Tosas Rid, not necessarily according.
So I wanted to say you need two tefshilin. You need two tefshilin.
Yeah, Harari says he wants to go to the halacha of Suda Mafsekes by Tisha B'Av that you can't have shnei tefshilin. So Rav Harari says what makes something a Suda Chashuva shnei tefshilin. So what would that mean? You'd have to have meat and potatoes. You know, like you have like the chicken, and then you have rice. That makes it a Suda Chashuva, Rav Harari said. Right?
Isn't there a third level
too? Doesn't have to be two courses like fish and meat. It could be meat and potatoes too.
Meat and potatoes, yeah. Rice and chicken. And that makes it a Suda Chashuva.
In your chult, you have rice and you have potatoes and meat in your chult.
So if Harari is saying a new svara, why would people eat chult? Because chult, by the definition, makes it a Suda Chashuva. Because you have your name.
Yeah, but at night too.
Okay. That's a good word, Rav Harari. Good gazot. Okay, we did the first 10 questions, I must say. It's good to do 10 questions. I try to do like 10 questions a day if we can. So we did. So I recommend that you chazer these 10 questions. And good. It means go back to the packet and look everything inside. Okay, let me say hello to everyone. You have Yosef Katan, and Natan, and Rav Avram, and Josh McGrofsky, and Ezra Hagler, Ari Wax, Shlita, Michael Ben Lolo, Akiva Poppers, Ron Sasson, Rav Rari, Rav Kesselman, Daniel Albert, Moshe Carroll, Avi Hoffman, Jacob Silberger, Ezra Hagler, Avigdor Felder, and Avi Mandelblum, and Yehuda Shitris, and we get everyone else, and Daniel Albert, and Yosef Katan, Dr. Bauer, Harari, Havler, Katan, Akiva Poppers is the man, and Moshe Carroll, and Mayor Ari Wax, and Daniel Albert. Okay, so we started Chazara, so so it's good. But do a good Chazara. A good Chazara means that now you go back to each packet and you look at it inside, you look at the Sefer HaShlom inside, you look at the Tosas Rid inside, you look at the Magen Avraham inside, you look at the Hola Shabbos inside, the Ginas Radim inside, woo, holy stuff, woo, wah. Geschmack is stuff, no? Okay, I'm good.